Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary whisperer. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super juicy. Emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe you find yourself reacting impulsively in situations that leave you feeling drained and regretful? Well, guess what? That's where emotional intelligence comes in, your secret weapon to navigate life's roller coaster with grace and confidence. Now, I know what you're thinking, emotional intelligence? Sounds kinda fancy and maybe a little too touchy-feely for me. But trust me, it's not about becoming some Zen master who floats above all drama, though that wouldn't be so bad, right? Emotional intelligence is simply about understanding your own emotions and those of others. It's the ability to read the room, manage your reactions, build strong relationships, and basically thrive in a world where feelings are constantly flying around. Think of it as your personal cheat code for smoother social interactions and a happier, more fulfilling life. So, how can you level up your emotional intelligence? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll have you feeling like a total EQ guru. First things first, get to know yourself. What triggers you? When do you feel stressed or overwhelmed? Recognizing your emotional patterns is the foundation of understanding how to manage them. It's like knowing which foods make you feel sluggish so you can avoid those midday energy crashes. Pay attention to those internal cues and start journaling about your feelings. It might seem a little cheesy at first, but trust me, it's powerful stuff. Next up, practice empathy. This means stepping outside yourself and trying to see things from other people's perspectives. You know that feeling when someone is venting about their day and you just want to offer a hug and a listening ear? That's empathy in action. It doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but it does mean showing genuine understanding and compassion. Now, let's talk about communication. It's not just about talking, it's about actively listening, expressing yourself clearly and respectfully, and being mindful of your tone of voice. Imagine you're trying to teach someone how to bake a cake. You wouldn't just throw ingredients at them, right? You'd explain each step clearly, answer their questions patiently, and celebrate the delicious results together. Conflict resolution is another crucial aspect of emotional intelligence. Disagreements are inevitable, but learning how to handle them constructively is key. This means staying calm, listening actively to understand the other person's perspective, finding common ground, and working towards a solution that benefits everyone involved. Think of it like navigating a tricky maze. With patience and clear communication, you can find your way out together. Finally, self-regulation is all about managing your emotions effectively. This means recognizing when you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, taking deep breaths, practicing mindfulness, and finding healthy ways to cope with difficult situations. You know that saying, take a chill pill. It's actually pretty solid advice. Let me give you a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and your coworker is constantly interrupting you with trivial questions. Your initial reaction might be to feel frustrated, annoyed, and maybe even a little bit angry. But instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you can use your emotional intelligence skills to navigate the situation effectively. Take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that this is temporary, and try to approach your coworker with empathy. You could say something like, "Hey, I'm really swamped right now, but I'd be happy to help after I finish this urgent task. Is there anything specific you need?" By acknowledging their needs while setting boundaries for your own time, you demonstrate emotional intelligence and maintain a positive working relationship. So, remember, building your emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up with awareness, intention, and compassion. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. You got this. Ready to level up your EQ? Share your thoughts on this episode, tag me on social media, or send me a voice message. I want to hear from you. Until next time, stay awesome and keep those boundaries strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.